You celebrate your Christmas. Did you play games or what else? Did you light firecrackers? Back in the Philippines, we light firecrackers, right? I hope you enjoyed your Christmas and Asians welcome Christmas and New Year with firecrackers. That's how the tradition they have there. And this reminds me of the story of that during celebration, shepherds were lighting firecrackers and they scared the sheep. And one lamb ran frantically and accidentally jumped into dry well, and the lamb cried loudly. The shepherds had no idea how to get the lamb out of the deep well, so they think that in their pity they decided to cover the deep well with dirt. Let's just cover this deep well and stop the lamb from crying. After a few times of throwing dirt into the well, the lamb stopped crying. So the shepherd looked down. The lamb was shaking off the dirt on its back and stepping out on top of the dirt. In a few hours of putting dirt into the well, the lamb reached the mouth of the well and ran to the flock of sheep. Have you ever felt like someone had been throwing dirt at you? All kinds of dirt. Have you? Shake it off. Use that dirt as stepping dirt. Even struggles. We can get out of that our deepest misery if we keep on trusting God, that God uses all situation for our own good, so that in all circumstances we can thank God. Apostle Paul reminded us in Romans chapter 8 verse 28, let's read together. And we know that in all things God worked for the good of those who love him, who have been called to his purpose. It is by faith we believe that. All things includes bad things and good things. When we are fine or when we are sick, God will use that. And you may have been crying to God like, God, get me out of this dark tunnel of misery. Have you been praying something like that? Maybe the Lord had already answered your prayer. But yes, you just cannot see the light at the end of the tunnel. Even if God had answered your prayer, why? You might have been focused and still paralyzed by your struggles. So pray that the Holy Spirit guides you, guides your steps, even when you may not know yet what else you can do, what else you could do. The Lord will make you the right step. Christ declared in John chapter 8, verse 12, let's read, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. A while back, we lighted the white candles that represented Jesus Christ, the light of the world. Who is Christ as light of the world? Can Christ light the dark tunnel of my life so that I can see the light at the end of the tunnel? Christ is the light himself. Most often, we are very obsessed of the outcome we hope to happen. this is the outcome I want to happen. This is the prayer item I want that God would give me. Or we just want immediate remedy to our misery, our problems, our difficulties. As believers of Christ, our behavior, our attitude to struggles, difficulties, concerns in life, they are far more important to God. So if God grants the solution, the remedy we hope for, it would just be a bonus, but not necessarily guaranteed. We hear Christian Hope saying she don't know how she would thank God in that circumstance. And yet, the Lord lighted her mind, let her know that she is also growing in her character as a mother. It's God who does that. Every person in this world will face similar problem. You have problem with finances? I have problem with finances. You have problem with health? I have problem with health. You have problem with relationship? I have problem with relationship. What else? Have problem with your job? Everyone experiences that if you are looking for a job. You have problem as student? Everyone had problem with that if you've been a student. Solution could be very similar too. But our attitude, our behavior to problems, it testifies if we are relying upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you surprised of fiery ordeals, trials, problems? Those are spiritual probation for testing our faith. Let's read again verse 12. Dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come on you to test you as though something strange were happening to you. Fiery ordeals, it could be extremely severe, dangerous testing of faith. So if that comes, pray for stronger faith. Lord, increase my faith to trust you more. Make sure you have received the gift of faith. Have you? Have you received the gift of faith? Faith to trust Christ does not come from us. It's a gift of God. So if you just cannot trust Christ, pray, Lord, give me the gift of faith, please. Keep praying. If you have a little doubt, keep praying, Lord, increase my faith. Keep praying. Make sure you receive the gift of faith. How can you make sure that you have received the gift of faith? You need your faith to be tested. Faith must be tested to make sure we trust the Lord. Normally, when do we use our faith in God? We use faith, we practice faith when situations are difficult, when we have extreme struggles, dangerous situations. Our instinct as humans, it is not innate, it's not natural for human beings to trust God. No one can say in this room that he or she trusted God when once he was or she was born in this world. No. It's not natural for us to rely upon the Lord. We would rely more upon ourselves than the Lord. That's not natural. We instinctively do what we are inclined to do. So God allows difficulties. God allows struggles. God allows problems as probation for to test us, to test our faith, if we really trust Him. If you acknowledge that fiery ordeals are instrumental to test faith, if that is how you interpret it, you ask the Lord for His help. Lord, help me trust you. Help me trust you. I just cannot do it myself. Expect your faith to be tested. Expect it. Interestingly, the Greek manuscript, in the original Greek manuscript, the English term ordeal, fiery ordeal, the English term ordeal, it has the same root word that was translated in English as temptation, as trials or problems. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, it says, "No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. You will not be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it." That's our Lord. That temptation and ordeal, they are the same word in Greek manuscript. Extremely dangerous or not, temptation and ordeals, they serve as probation to test if we receive the gift of faith. We need to practically prove it, to see it ourselves, to prove it ourselves personally that we are not deceiving ourselves. Many people deceive themselves. I am a Christian. I trust in the Lord. I believe in Christ. But when problem comes, they are shaken. Where's that faith? They deceive themselves into believing they believe in the Lord. Don't fall into that temptation. When Christ returns, He will take genuine believers into heaven. He will take us into heaven. That is the only time, the time we can practically prove if we enter heaven or not. Will you be included or left behind? Have you watched the movie Left Behind? In that movie Left Behind, the youth pastor was left behind. He was crying. All the people in his congregation, they were taken. They were raptured. They joined the Lord Jesus Christ. But he was left behind, and he felt sorry for himself. He cried. What else can he do? He was left behind, believing that he was a believer of Christ, but he was not really a believer of Christ. So make sure that you have faith in Christ. Ask the Lord, "Lord, give me faith to trust you." Because when the Lord Jesus returns, make sure you will not be left behind. God won't exempt us from fiery ordeals. God does not exempt us from temptation common to mankind. He wants us to personally prove, find out if we are genuine believers or pretenders. This Christmas season, many experience being laid off. How do you respond to that? You feel bad, you feel sad, or you look forward to New Year and see, maybe the Lord allowed me to be laid off to see the better opportunity for me. If that is how you would look forward, you trust that the Lord has better purpose for your life, even in undesirable circumstances. Or you are praying, still praying for your family, members of family, to trust in the Lord. Many believers had memorized this. They can easily recite it and said in Acts chapter 16, verse 31, "Believe in the Lord Jesus you will be saved in you in your household. But it is a very sad reality that as much as we want our loved ones to be saved, they just ignore the gospel of Christ. And they live the way they want. We keep praying. We keep praying for the salvation of our loved ones. That is all we can do. We just cannot tell them this is the right way. This is, even if you tell them, explain to them very eloquently the gospel of Christ, if the Lord had not given you the right timing yet, they won't. There is good timing for them to believe in Christ. Maybe it's not yet time for them. Praying for the salvation of our loved ones, this also helps us store up treasures in heaven for ourselves. In heaven, your treasures is yours only, individually. You cannot share it with your family. You cannot share it with your relatives. You cannot share it with your loved ones. That treasure in heaven is yours only to enjoy and cherish. There will be things that we can share in heaven, but that treasure that the Lord told us to store up is only for everyone, for each one of us individually. Do you have treasures in heaven? Or you are just waiting for the inheritance that everybody would share? Anyway, did you know that even the half-brothers of Jesus Christ did not believe at him, in him at first? Did you know that? The brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ did not believe in him at first. It has narrated in John chapter 7, verse 3 to 5, Jesus' brothers said to him, "Leave Galilee and go to Judea so that your disciples may see the works you do. No one wants to become a public figure, acts in secret. Since you are doing these things, show yourselves to the world." For even his own brothers did not believe in him. For even his own brothers did not believe in him. Trivia question. Yes, a trivia question. Who among the half-brothers of Jesus Christ became church leader? Who? Do you know the names of the half-brothers of Jesus Christ? J.J.S. James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon. J.J.J.S. That's the name of half-brother of Jesus Christ. Pertaining to Jesus Christ, it is stated in Matthew chapter 13, verse 55-56. Isn't this the carpenter's son? Isn't this his mother's name, Mary? Aren't his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? Aren't all his sisters with us? Where then did this man get all these things? It's not literally written. If all the brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ eventually believe in him as Lord and Savior. But according to his Bible scholars, James, the half-brother of Jesus, became the first council chairman or first chairman of the board of trustees in the Church of Jerusalem. And his brother Judas was believed to be the author of the book of Jude, the book before Revelation. Nothing had been mentioned about his other half-brothers, about Joseph and Simon and his sisters, nothing about that sort. It is possible that they believe and trust in the Lord. It is possible that they did not believe. It is possible that they also attended the church and participated in the church. It was not written. But let's read again verse 13 and 14. Verse 13 of our passage. But rejoice inasmuch as you participate in the suffering of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed, For the spirit of the of glory and spirit of God rest on you. When we talk about blessing, what easily comes to your mind? Talk about, when you say you are blessed, maybe material abundance, right? That's or good health, or everything is fine, and you say you are blessed. That's the common idea of blessing. Normally, we consider blessedness when everything is well, when we are doing well. And God blesses us when we participate in the suffering of Christ. We suffer as Christian. Now, instead of you sleeping because you've been awake all night long, you're here listening to his message. Participation in the suffering of Christ is another option. It's not another option for us. We will go through it. It's not an option to choose from. As Christians, if you are a Christian, you bear the name of Christ. Christian, accordingly, remove Christ, what remains in a Christian is I-A-N. It's acronym for I am nothing. That's wonderful, right? Without the name of Christ, without Christ in a Christian, that person is nothing. I am nothing if Christ is not in me. Participation in the suffering and insult of Christ brings overjoyed blessing in that day when Christ in his glory is revealed. Of course, we can only acknowledge such reality if the Spirit of glory and the Spirit of God rest on us. The Holy Spirit of God himself inspires us, help us to realize that participation in the suffering of Christ, in the insult of Christ, is blessedness. So we rejoice in such privilege by faith. Christians who sincerely practice their faith in Christ, devotedly participate in church ministries, if you are sincere in your faith, you participate in the ministry. Somehow you have suffered insults, even from friends. Why? What are you doing in your church? It's Sunday. Let's go watch. What's basketball or whatever? Let's go somewhere else. It's Sunday. It's even relatives. Well, circumstances that are not favorable sometimes, and maybe sometimes it's embarrassing situation, will occasionally happen to test our dignity, our behavior, our attitude as Christian. Let's learn from Joseph and Mary. Before Jesus was born, it says in Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 to 19. Let's read. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. Now, we are human beings. Humankind are social beings. We are social beings. We want to be included in a community. Everyone wants to belong to a social group. If you are not in a social group, that your life is very lonely. Public disgrace is not easy for anyone to endure. It's not. To be disgraced publicly, it had caused many individuals to depart from this world, to take their lives. We heard about the news about TikTokers. TikTokers, what's that? What's that? Influencers, they take their life and do undesirable foolishness because of public disgrace. We hear about mass shooting on the other side of the border. And reason of those, they will have been public disgrace. in many generations, it is disgraceful for unmarried women to be pregnant, not just in Hebrew culture. There are cultures around the world where everyone who has close fellowship with relatives, friends, and neighbors, they are curious. It's others' life. I come from a very small town. Everyone in that town knows what's happening in the West and in the East, in the North, in the South. You know, when a person has newly arrived from abroad, something like that. If you belong to a society, people know what's happening in your life. The situation of Mary brought insult and disgrace, not just to herself, but also to Joseph as well. While Joseph, it says, Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law. Joseph had a good name in that neighborhood, in that community. And yet he was about to marry a pregnant woman. He might have felt insulted or disgraced. But Joseph trusted God. When the angel of the Lord told him about what happened, he trusted the plan of God for him and Mary. So what happened? When Mary, in her disgrace, in Joseph, in his disgrace, obeyed the Lord, what happened? That insult, that disgrace, that suffering, that laughing situation they endured were forgotten. Actually, it was not written in the Bible. But their story, the story of their faithfulness, had been repeated, told again and again and again in all generation, in our generation, and even in the next generation, if the Lord Jesus would not come in our lifetime. Everywhere where there is Christian during Christmas season. Think about that. Their situation at the time is not very pleasant, but they endured. They were insulted. They laughed at him. But how about those friends? How about those relatives, those neighbors who may have laughed at them, who may have been making fun of them? Now, how do you know that Mary and Joseph were mocked or laughed at in their situation? Remember this. When Joseph and Mary went to Bethlehem, and Herod was trying to kill all the children in that neighborhood, in Bethlehem, Mary and Joseph fled to Egypt. When they returned from Egypt, they wanted to go to Judea. They were not thinking of going back to Nazareth. Why? Because why would you go to a place where people were laughing at you? They would go to Judea, but because the Holy Spirit told them to go to Nazareth, they returned to Nazareth. But in their instinct, in their inclination, they did not want to return to Nazareth. That was because they did not like the situation they had. But how about those friends, relatives, neighbors who laugh at them? Who among those who laugh at them become popular? You may have experienced, young people, and even everyone, you may have experienced in your elementary grades, high school grades, when you were in school, people have been bullying you, laughing at you because you have a mistake or maybe you have some terrible situation, but they laugh at you. Look at those people, think about those people right now. Those people who try to bully you, where are they now? If I look back to my situation, most of those bullies are but nothing. They are just ordinary. He did not excel in many things. Those people who try to bully, they are trying to step on you because they are nothing. They have nothing to prove to themselves. They want to be some kind of standout by trying to step on you. Joseph and Mary suffered insult in disgrace because of Jesus Christ, but because they obeyed the Lord, Joseph and Mary, for sure, they will praise God forever and ever. That's for sure. Let's read again verse 14. If you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you. Verse 15, if you suffer, it should not be as murderer or thief or any kind of criminal or even a meddler. However, if you suffer as Christian, do not be ashamed, but praise God that you bear that name. Do you praise God because you are a Christian? Can you say amen to that? Do you have any disgraceful story of suffering and insult because you are a Christian? You are not alone. All of us, genuine Christians, suffered and insulted at one time. As Christian, expect suffering and insult anytime, anywhere. But pray to be filled with the Holy Spirit when you are suffering. When you are insulted, He will produce the peaceful joy, joyful peace in praise in your heart. Pray for that. If you go back to verse 14, take note of this. It says, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you. When it says rest on you, it fills us. The Spirit of glory and the Spirit of God fills our heart with peaceful rest, joyful peace. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, the Lord Jesus invites us, come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Now, that word rest, and that rest word in verse 14, they are the same. Even in the original manuscript, they are the same. Meaning, when we come to the Lord Jesus Christ, He gave us the Spirit of God, the Spirit of glory, and we sense that rest. So if you are burdened, whatever problem that you have, problem at home, problem in school, problem anywhere else, problem with relatives, problem, personal problem. Make sure, ask the Lord to fill you with the Spirit of glory and the Spirit of God. That is when we come to the Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, fill me with your Holy Spirit, please. Fill me with the Spirit of glory, please. Ask, keep crying. Don't just say, recite that prayer. Make sure that you are sincere. The intensity of our prayer, it is when we sense our sincerity. Everyone has problem. Everyone has burden. But Christ offers us rest from any burden, any problem. So that instead of being consummated, what's consummated? Consummation. With a problem, then you find rest in Christ. Christ offers rest from any burden. He allows burden for us to seek His help. Does God intentionally give me burden? concern in life, probably, He may allow you to go through that burden because He wants you to prove yourself that you really trust Him in such situation, difficult situation. And when we recognize that the Lord gives us rest from that burden, that would serve as practical proof that there is true rest we can find in Christ. When you are lifted up from that burden and you find that rest in Christ, that joyful peace in Christ, then you can tell others who may have similar problem, and you will be ministering to that person you have similar problem with that person. Christians should testify through personal experiences that there is rest, real rest, that can only be found in Christ. That is what we testify. That is what we witness. That is what we tell others. What do you tell others about Christ? Tell about the rest you experience. Have you experienced rest from your personal burden yet? What did you do last night, Christmas Eve? What did you do? You sing songs? You sing in karaoke? You play games, table games? How do you normally celebrate Christmas? Eating? Can we find rest in Christ after spending the night celebrating Christmas without much sleep? Can you rest? Now, if you are sleeping right now because you have lack of sleep, that's okay. The Lord understands that. Maybe He allows you to sleep because you need that rest anyway. Christmas celebration is the most wonderful season of the year for Christians. How wonderful it could be if every day of the year is Christmas celebration. We cherish our fellowship with friends. We cherish our fellowship with relatives, with fellow Christians. We have games, whatever games, fun, laughter, telling endless stories you have told over and over again, reminiscing that past experience. We repeat it many times in the past. Why is it so joyful when we celebrate Christmas? Why? Was it because of the gift you received? Now remember what Brother Dave told you a while back. Expecting gift. Or was it because of the gift you gave that you have that rejoicing during Christmas? Or was it because the special food that you ate or cooked? Anytime you can receive gift, the same gift that you give in Christmas, the same gift that you can give on Christmas, you can give it any time of the year. You may eat the same special food on different occasion. Why? Why do we have that rejoicing during Christmas? The gladness on Christmas celebration is on different level. It's not just the same on birthday celebration, anniversary celebration, graduation. It's not. Christmas celebration is just different. Why? Anyway, do you love such wonderful feeling while celebrating Christmas? Do you love it? Can you say amen to that? You like it? Well, that wonderful feeling is just partial, small, little experience of the amazing, wonderful feeling that we will forever experience when we finally enter heaven. and see God face to face. Remember that feeling. Multiply that eternally, and that is your feeling when you enter heaven. So make sure you have faith in God. Make sure. Ask the Lord, Lord, remove this doubt. Instead, fill me with faith. Give me that faith to believe that when Jesus returns, I will be taken into your heaven. In your time, when you go to sleep tonight, make sure, keep praying. Can you accept that we will have that amazing experience? Do you accept? Make sure that you genuinely believe in Christ as your Lord and Savior. You may not understand everything, but make sure that you believe in Christ. Today, let every one of us reaffirm our faith. Let us rededicate our life to the Lord. Together, let us declare our commitment to trust Christ as our Lord and Savior. If everyone could stand up with me, here is a suggested prayer. As we read it prayerfully. Make it your personal prayer. Now, if you want to recite it, pray it again and again, this has been posted in our website. Visit our website and see. Maybe you can copy it in a piece of paper. When you want to share the gospel and you want the person to pray and receive Christ as Lord and Savior, you may want to use this prayer to lead that person to Jesus Christ. But this morning, we prayerfully pray and rededicate our life